Hello and welcome to Debatatorium 2007. My name is Frank Allen. For those of you who don't know, Debatatorium 2007 is a show in which we debate important and hot-button issues, and hopefully we solve them once and for all so that you can stop worrying about the things that you are already worrying about.
The hot button's been disabled.
All right, here we go. This week we do have two debaters. I should mention they are our final two debaters, because in the next show we'll be going on to the second round. We're returning our victors from previous rounds. So let me introduce our final debater number one.
Hello, I am known as the master debater at the college which I teach at, which happens to be Yale.
Oh, you're from Yale.
Yes, I teach there, as I previously mentioned.
Yes, what is your name?
My name is Jordan Cornswallow.
Jordan Cornswallow.
The third, please.
And you're a master debater.
I am the master debater.
You're the
only
master.
One left alive since the great debating incident of 72.
Wow. And what, did you kill them all? Or?
Thousands were slaughtered by unknown causes, if you must know.
But not you.
Not me. I was sick with the flu. I had
Sounds
to stay home.
A little suspicious, but let's move on to debater number two. Debater number two.
Hi, Frank. You might know me as the Boogeyman, or as the Euros call me, Bogeyman.
Bogeyman?
Yeah.
Like Humphrey Bogart?
Well, they're just kind of weird over there, you know?
So what should I call you?
Just call me Boogie.
Boogie.
Yeah.
Like Boogeyman.
Yeah.
Now you're like a mythic creature, or?
Yeah, I mean, you might not notice right now because I am currently taking the form of a 6-year-old girl
with
a plaid skirt.
The most disturbing part is the voice coming out.
Yes, exactly. It's kind of like this, you know, it's the thing they do now is have creepy little kids, you know.
Okay. No, like in the movies, yeah. All right. Well, thankfully we do have two debaters who I think feel very strongly about this issue, and we are debating the validity of censorship by the FCC on the airwaves. Now, as everybody already knows, the Boogeyman believes that the FCC does have the right to censor, or to not censor, so to speak, but regulate what is said and broadcast over the public airwaves. And Mr. Cornswallow here,
thank you,
believes that they do not have that right and should not have that right.
No,
so please begin.
They should not have that right, sir. And as previously stated, I am a master debater. I already know what should and should not happen for this great country. You should just back down now. Save yourself time.
Wait, are you just basically saying your argument is that if you're on that side, it's right?
Pretty much, sir. Yes. After all, I do teach at Yale.
That's true.
And does this Boogeyman here teach anywhere?
No, but
It was rhetorical, of course. I already know. And if you showed me that you taught somewhere, I could easily discredit them. The fact of the matter is, the FCC, if you must know,
I do,
doesn't serve any purpose for anything, really, except to make young teens want to smoke and do bad things.
What? How do they do that?
If you deny these teens the fun that they inevitably must go through at some point in their life, they will just go at it and get it and do it earlier and earlier in their lives.
Are you implying
kindergartners are having sex because of this FCC
propaganda?
So
you're saying that if teenagers and kindergartners even could watch dirty movies or hear people swearing, they wouldn't do drugs and have sex themselves.
Exactly, sir.
Okay. Do you have any evidence?
Do I have any evidence of that? Okay. These cartoons that kids watch.
I've heard of
them. Like, have you ever heard of the show Pokemon, sir?
Yeah.
There is an extensive amount of flirtation between the main character, Ash,
right,
who wears a hat, and the redheaded friend he is with, who does not wear a hat, but a ponytail.
Okay.
Now, this flirtation never went anywhere. If it could be allowed to go somewhere, kids would know that feelings of this nature are normal and they would go about it themselves. However, the FCC has limited these feelings and these kids are just going to have sex younger.
Well, I do want to go to the Boogeyman, but I should point out that I think that show was made in Japan, where
Japan
they don't have an FCC.
Knows what it's doing, sir. In the Japan cut of the show,
Japan scares even me.
Well, please, Boogeyman, why don't you respond to this?
Okay, well, you know, first off, just let me say that while I might not teach anywhere, I also do not pee the bed when I'm scared. And it may be an FCC violation to say this on the air or suggest that my opponent pees his bed regularly, especially when scared. But I'm just kind of throwing that out there anyways.
That is incorrect to the highest degree, sir, Mr. Bogeyman. Do you have any credentials to support your theory of my bedwetting habits? Because I have credentials. I teach at Yale, sir, and no one that teaches at Yale pees themselves in any manner at all.
Well, you know what they say in the old country, when in doubt, produce the sheets. And
I actually do know what they say in the old country. I am a master debater. I've studied many forms of everything.
So have you brought the sheets?
No, I don't, because I mean, frankly, they're pretty disgusting. I mean, I'm you know, I live in a disgusting pit of despair in some kind of netherworld region. But
that sounds like a weak argument, Mr. Bogeyman.
All right, well, we actually have an expert who I think wants to chime in on this.
Yeah, I'm pretty much an expert on everything. I'm the general public.
Oh, the general public.
Yes, and I've been listening to this show in some small measure, and while I don't really understand most of what goes on in this show, I really don't think this is the sort of thing I want to be hearing.
Oh, hold on. So
I think I can speak for myself in this.
You're saying the general public is saying they don't want to hear Debatatorium.
Exactly. I think it's a vulgar show, it's overly intellectual, and I'm pretty much not really going to be listening to it in the future.
Well, you're listening to it, you're on it, aren't you? Going to want to hear yourself on it?
I'm up in arms at the moment.
Yeah, but you want to hear yourself up in arms, don't you?
I am interested in very little apart from myself.
Well, you're going to be on the show.
Well, I'll listen to the episode I'm on, but I'm not going to listen in the future.
You never know when you'll call in.
I want more sex and violence
on
the radio.
Whoa, okay, hold on. You want more sex and violence?
Yeah, it's all I'm interested, but I'm very offended to see it.
So you want it, but you don't want it.
Yes, that's exactly what I want.
You want to see it, but you're upset when you see it. Are you upset that you want to see it?
I am somewhat upset that I want to see it. And I'd like to talk about how upset I am that I want to see it. But I really, really do want to see it.
Well,
and I don't want you to show it to me.
Well, we can't show it to you on the radio, but we can talk about it.
But you shouldn't.
But should we?
But it upsets me.
But would you like it?
I'd love it.
All right. We've got something for you. So, well then, who's for? You're for the FCC. He's saying he wants to see it. Well, but he's also saying he doesn't want to see it.
Yeah, and he really doesn't, because, you know, once you come to somebody when they're sleeping and they're all warm and comfy, and then
it's the only way to get me to tune in.
I mean, I think that you forget, general public, that this is not a democracy we live in.
I thought it was.
It is a democracy, as I previously mentioned on several of my past debates about democracies, using America as example A.
I wasn't paying attention.
Oh.
I don't suppose you would you? You're not smart enough to really comprehend.
Now, hold on. We don't have experts on here to be insulted. No, I should point out.
I'm just simply stating fact.
Oh.
It's what I do. I'm a master debater, as previously mentioned.
Okay, well, general public, I'm a little unclear on whose side you're on this debate.
Are you looking at this black and white? If you are, then good. I want you to take a side. Then I'll tune in.
I want you to take a side.
In the debate of black versus white, black always wins.
No, hold on. We don't.
Common knowledge.
This is true. The powers of darkness always prevail.
It's a different
debate.
Then
white wins.
Different debate.
Look, poll me. What do you want my opinion on?
Do you think the FCC should control what is said and done over the airwaves?
Absolutely they should, because if I get what I want, I'm not going to be listening to anything intellectual to expand my mind. I'll just tune into the things that I want to see.
But you just said that this was too intellectual.
This is absolutely too intellectual. Do you think I'm going to want to listen to this in my spare time?
Well, All right, Mr. Bogeyman, you wanted to say something about this, I think, didn't you?
Yeah, I mean, really, when the general public actually experiences some of this, you know, horrible violence, or at least, you know, me and taking the form of 17 severed kitten heads, they don't want to see it anymore. And that's very clear, you know, we just...
Oh, yeah. Are you trying to protect the people that you're trying to scare?
Okay, let me put it this way. I don't want people cutting in on my share.
Oh.
Just outlaw it, pay big money to get copies of it.
Exactly. My point, sir.
Okay.
If you outlaw these things and don't let kids see them, then they'll just want it more.
Well, that is a good point.
I made it.
Ah, well, interestingly, I think we have some more experts who do want to. Please.
Hi.
Hi there. Who's this?
This is John Q. Public.
John.
No, f- that. Sh- because that'd be a blatant ripoff. I don't fucking roll that way.
Oh, okay. Who is
However,
this?
I do want to salute General Public for his long, distinguished military career.
Thank you. It wasn't always voluntary, but it's always been me.
All right, please.
I think I'm the first actual expert you've had on this fucking show.
Who,
Frank Allen.
Okay, who is this?
This is Cyril B. Smarter Than You. And you may think that my voice sounds like a number of other personalities and experts that's been on this show.
A little similar.
I don't fucking voice act, all right?
Okay, good. Speaking of the FCC.
I'd like to start out, if I may, by saying, fuck you, Master Debater.
Okay.
Fuck you, Boogeyman. Oh. I'm still pissed about that shit you did when I was six.
All right.
You as yet unnamed expert.
Hi.
If I may say,
I haven't even got to my expertitude, so piss off.
All right. Well, what do you got to say?
You want to know why censorship exists?
Yeah.
You want to know?
Yeah.
Do you think you fucking handle knowing why censorship fucking exists? The general public doesn't know, do you?
Tell me.
Shut up.
Why?
I have my voice and it must be heard.
Hey.
Tell me what to do.
I already gave you some gratis. Now be quiet.
What is it?
I'm about to tell you,
I'm building up for dramatic suspense. While I may not voice act, I took 2 years of summer stock, so piss off.
All right. Well, we're waiting.
So. All right. You want to know why there's censorship?
Si, senor.
Do you think you're ready to know?
I am ready.
You're ready.
Are we ready?
Is everyone... What about the unnamed expert? Is he ready?
I'm changing the channel. This is taking too long.
All right, I'll tell you.
Okay.
Because people are fucking bitches. They tell you crazy shit like words hurt.
What do you mean words hurt?
Oh, I can't tune into Tiny Toons because they said peace.
Well, I don't think they did on Tiny Toons.
Are you sure?
Well, no.
They did? I'm going to watch that show and never turn it on.
I don't know. I don't think that's...
Or I don't like that rap music.
Why not?
Because they say the bad words in it that I don't like. You're a bitch. When you're walking down the street and I say to you, nobody bleeps me out.
All right, if I might say, I've never walked down streets. I've jogged, I've ran, and I've crawled down streets all the time. I've never walked, as you might suggest.
Is that below you?
In the parlance, if you
will. It's not even in the same category as me.
He probably uses a Segway.
Oh. That's funny.
It's a good thing for him he doesn't walk down the streets because he'd meet my patented brick in a sock. But that's another story altogether, so.
You patented it?
Yeah.
Wow.
You want to debate that?
No, I don't.
I will. I would love to debate.
All right, Master Debater. We're already in one debate.
His name sounds too much like Debater. Anyways, this show is going to be censored. It's way too edgy. The general public shifting in his seat. He's going to call up Congress.
This is making me squirm.
Yeah,
but I can't turn it off.
Very upset.
Well, okay. So
why? So he's a bitch.
All right. So you've told us why censorship exists. Do you think that it's right that it exists?
Do I think it's right that people are fucking chicken ass pieces of shit?
Yeah. Is it right?
Is that what you're asking me?
Yes.
You think I want to know if it's okay if people are fucking cowards?
No, I want to know if it's okay.
Have you ever watched any World War II movies when people were real men? Even the women were real men? That answers your question right there. Damn, Frank Allen, you're supposed to be smart. Or do you just pack these people in your show so you can be like Hugh Hefner and seem to be cultured? Which is it?
I think you're on Master Debater's side, so.
I don't think he is.
I'm on my fucking side. I called in to hear my voice on the radio and talk to the general public.
Boogeyman, please.
Frank, let me tell you, these morons have me terribly offended at this point, so I'm just going
to
do my thing. Is that okay?
You're the dude that breaks into people's rooms and tries to get them to piss their beds, and you're talking about offending people. Take a look in the mirror, buddy. You're an offense.
I am in the mirror. And
in a fence, if I might add.
No, I don't think that... All right, let's... Boogeyman, please.
All right, well, just allow me to assume the form of a kitten so that I can rip their faces off in the form of a kitten, because that is terrifying.
Okay.
And then... Oh,
you're losing it.
Kittens are not very scary. Now, scorpions, on the other hand, are incredibly scary.
Maybe there's some kind of kitten scorpion, but I don't think so, because I'm not a coward.
Oh, why would I talk like this?
Well, you should probably take some cough drops.
All right.
I want to see him fight.
Mr. Smarter Than You.
Cyril B. Smarter Than You. My dad's Mr. Smarter Than You. I work for my f***ing living.
Cyril.
I'm not a mister.
Cyril, thank you for calling. We do have one more expert we do want to get to, so I'm going to have to cut you off, not censor you.
You're leaving the general public on.
I'm not, well, he's, I'm going to have to move on to the next debater.
That's cool. I expected it.
All right. Well, as of yet unnamed.
Cyril isn't even a real name.
As of yet unnamed expert did more.
F*** you, master debater.
Hold on. Now, settle down. Settle down.
I'll debate that any day.
Please, come on.
Yes, my name is Cyril Timothy Yale.
Another Cyril. And another Yale-y.
Well, no. I am not a Yale-y. I am simply a Yale. I invented it.
Oh, you founded Yale?
Invented.
Invent? Is it a machine?
Yes.
Oh.
Where do you think I got the name for the university from? I was need a name. Let me turn on my Yale machine while I think, there's a damn machine university, but it didn't work out. So, yeah.
So you didn't invent the university. You invented a machine.
Well, I founded the university having invented the machine.
Of course he didn't. The university was named after the Yaling bird.
What's that? Blah, 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 blah. I disagree.
You. I'll debate
How
you.
How about we all shout in the mics at the same time?
I agree with that statement. Shh. No, I don't.
Silence, please. All right, there we go.
Listen, you're too intelligent to trust, but I believe everything you say.
I get that a lot.
Mr. Yale, what did you want to say about the censorship issue?
Well, I come from the past, as you may know. And the past, as is common knowledge, is a time utterly devoid of fun. Now,
it's too bad.
Since we in the past have not enjoyed fun in the form of things like, say, violence or explicit sexuality, we see no reason that members of the present or the distant future should be entitled.
So you think that we should be censored more?
Yes, I believe that there should be greater censorship. You should also not have the advantage of things like fire. We should censor fire utterly.
Oh.
Everything except my brilliant Yale machine.
What does it do?
Everything.
Oh.
Hey, yes? The term you want is redacted, dumbass.
Redacted.
Not censor. You're taking fire away after the fact, not preventing it from going out. Censorship is a prevention mechanism, not a retroactive mechanism. Read a f***ing book, Yale.
Wow.
Books, another thing that should be censored. And redacted.
I have to discredit something that Mr. Yale said. I personally grew up in the past.
Wet in your bed. We heard that part of the show.
I will fight the f*** out of you.
Whoa, okay.
This is coming from a man who's afraid of women. That's right. Naked women are the things that scare him most.
That's not true.
Another thing we need to redact.
Intimidated by them.
All right. It's getting a little rowdy in here. Let's all watch our
now
language.
Now we're getting some real f***ing television. That's what I'm saying.
We're on the radio.
Actually. We are on the radio.
Well,
you are incorrect.
That shit.
All right. We got to watch our P's and Q's here, but we do have to go on to final arguments.
Q,
so,
a largely superfluous letter. It should also be redacted.
No, we need the letter Q just in case. All right, now, Mr.
Cornswallow.
Cornswallow.
Jordan P. Q. Cornswallow.
You have
mind
a Q
yours.
Now, too. Okay.
Now, in my expert opinion and all of my years of experience, I have never found anything quite as offensive as the FCC.
Why is that?
Well, I'm trying to tell you if you would just let me get to the point.
Go ahead.
Maybe you'd like to interrupt me some more. No, you're not allowed to.
Okay.
I've debated you out of that.
All right.
Now, the FCC wants to control everything.
Oh.
But I disagree with that. I believe freedom is an American right, unlike the FCC, which isn't even a right, nor a left. Now, as the master debater, I must say and state how if you support the FCC, I am against you. It really boils down to that. And then you're wrong, because I am right, always.
All right. Interesting philosophy.
I got my master's in debating.
You have a master's in debating?
That's why I am the master debater.
Master debater.
Some presumptuous thing. It really is a title.
Are you going to become a doctor debater? Or?
I'm going to be a Dr. Mario, if that's what you'd rather know.
Frank.
Okay.
Frank, yep. I know this is a little bit of a breach protocol, but I've calmed down a little bit now.
Okay.
And I want to throw in one last tidbit.
Just one.
That I think is very relevant.
What is it?
You know what the FCC stands for?
What does it stand for?
People want you to believe it stands for Federal Communications Commission.
Yeah.
But that's bullshit!
What does it stand for?
It stands for fucking chicken shit commie.
That's too many C's.
The third C is silently invisible.
Okay.
Ask the boogeyman. He put it there.
All right. Now you're getting riled up again, though.
All right. I'm calming down.
All right. Boogeyman.
I'm calming down.
Final arguments, please.
Well, let me just tell you from personal experience, Frank.
Yeah.
When you're hiding in a kid's bedroom closet.
Yeah.
And you're there all day just waiting for the kid to finally go to bed. And then you start, you know, growling and scratching at the door and everything. And then the kid comes up to the door and opens it and says, "Fuck off." I mean, how would that make you feel?
That doesn't sound... I mean, that must hurt.
Where do they pick up these words? And I'll tell you, you know, it's from the media, and that's why we need to stop it, because, I mean, really, I'm going out on a limb here, but I just really think that it's going to turn our children into little boogeymen.
Wow.
And there won't be a place for me left in the
world. Wouldn't you be turning them into boogeymen, really?
Good! Good riddance!
All right, hold on. All right. Well, so, let's see. I got to think about it. It's a big issue. But you know what? The thing is... Boogeyman has been around for a long time, and if bad words are getting in the way of him doing his job, we need to curtail it.
You would say that.
I did
wrong.
That's what I fucking say.
I agreed with that who is generally wrong.
Well, Mr. Boogeyman, I'm afraid you've won.
Well, you should be very afraid because I am the Boogeyman.
My opponent
probably won't be sleeping for the next few weeks because I'm going to be underneath his bed.
Whoa, we've learned your way out of that.
Guys.
We've learned your weakness, Boogeyman. It begins with F and ends with K. So fuck off.
Well, beds, another thing that should be redacted.
All right. Master Debater, I'm sorry to hear that you have lost.
No, I bet you're okay with the way I've lost.
I'm kind of okay with it.
No, I bet you feel very badly.
I was okay with it, actually.
No, you feel sorry.
I'm sorry that... you know what? I'm not going to let you do that to me. You're trying to trick me.
You won't let me do that, will you?
All right. It's possible you may come back as a wild card, but for now, Mr. Boogeyman...
Very tame card.
Mr. Boogeyman goes up to the second round of debating, which we will be starting next week. So thank you for listening to Debatatorium 2007, and we'll be back with more hot button issues next week. Good night.
Button my ass.
No, not button your... All right. Good night.